Eat, save Earth.
History, taxes, and hysteria. All what we're going to be talking about on this hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Keep this number handy. A lot of you are hysterical over a change in a number. I understand. I had this number for 6 years. 855-266-KATE. This is my new number. I had the old one for 6 years. 855-266-5283. I am very fond of the new number. What was your number, the number you had to pay tax-wise? What brackets did you fall into? Maybe 10%, maybe 20%, 30%? I don't know. I'm teasing. But hopefully you paid your taxes, it's off your back, or you got your refund. Seems that there are some crooks out there that are trying to steal tax refunds, looking at mailboxes, trying to scope out houses, figuring out what might arrive in the mail, which that's a scary thought if that's happening, because how do you figure out when somebody in a neighborhood is going to get a tax refund back or not? There is another way. People are hacking into computers, and I guess they're figuring out dates that way. You got to be so careful about computers, huh? How much do you pay for the right to someone, to have someone back up your information? What a huge industry that's become. But we'll dive into that in a second. Before we go there with the taxes, how about the hysteria over the GSA, General Services Administration, the place that we all envy that we didn't work there in the heyday? The heyday is when they were taking trips all over the place, coming up with phony awards and spending a whole lot of your money and my money. So when we think of paying taxes, the money that's often used to fund these branches of the government, that's why it's so, I think, infuriating to most people. So it was day two on the Hill, and here's Congressman John Mica talking about this just being the very tip of the iceberg, that huge party in Vegas, but boy, it gets worse.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. The billions that are lost, again, by having the federal government's primary landlord agency out of control, and not operating as it should in and making these assets perform for the public is what's outrageous. I was pretty saddened by the comments of the majority leader of the U.S. Senate. He said, Mica needs to get a life. Well, I want to tell him and others that I have a life, and that's dedicated to uncovering waste and inefficiency in federal government.
Yeah, and waste and inefficiency, that was what it was all about there, and I think criminal charges have to happen. I mean, it's ridiculous if all of this dog and pony show and the easy layup, because it's an easy layup in the middle of all these other things that aren't being dealt with on the Hill, it's an easy layup to take a day and go after the GSA people that are paraded in front of you because of the amount of money that was blown on lavish trips and whatnot. But on the other hand, when it comes to really diving in deep and figuring out the deficit, nobody wants to touch that. So criminal charges for at least some of the top brass, the GSA, anybody who was part of partying like it was 1999 and beyond, all the island hopping and that kind of stuff. And why should we be billed for this party and these luxury suites and the wife of the head of the GSA going along, we're paying for it. I think it's pretty obvious somebody's got to wear the orange jumpers. In fact, a few people have to be sporting those around. It's a matter of what charges they can file and when they can file them. And I think they get there as fast as they can because it's sticker shock each and every day when more money and fraud and all that kind of stuff is ultimately uncovered. We're sick of it. We're tired of it. You might not know this, but the Gallup poll that just came out is a shocker for some. Romney ahead of Obama. You know what the numbers are there? This is a number show. It's a number show on tax day especially, too. Romney's ahead of Obama, 48% to 43%. Now, they do daily rolling averages, but the question is, if the presidential election were held today, not in November, forget all of the hoopla at the Republican convention and the Democratic convention, but if it was held today, who would be the winner? Who would you vote for ultimately if Barack Obama was the Democratic Party's candidate, which he will be, and the former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney? That's how it was posed, and the answer was numerically, percentage-wise anyway, for the Gallup folks, and it came out in print. 48% Romney, 43% Barack Obama. There's a whole lot of territory, though, to be covered in this general election showdown before it's finally determined in November. And a lot of things can happen in between then and now. Remember the economic collapse in 2008 when Senator John McCain and Sarah Palin pretty much were at the Republican convention, and we saw certainly what happened there and Barack Obama being elected and whatnot, and how huge that was and what a layup it was for the Democrats, because everything was unraveling with all the money that ultimately the told too big to fail and all the money that we bailed out the AIGs with. That still today, some of that has not been paid back. And we're feeling the effects. We're still really feeling the effects because of what happened in housing and all those fraudulent loans that were made, the subprime lending where people who didn't even make combined incomes of whatever, $80,000 were in houses that cost them, you know, almost $1 million. It was just crazy nonsense that didn't make any sense, but it worked because it was easy to pass on those loans. So anyway, that was the real changing of the guard, and that was the ace in the hole, besides the whole change and hope you can count on something new and different, tired of the same old thing, after two terms of a Republican president and the financial crisis to really, I think, seal the deal. That's why there's still a lot of territory left before a winner is declared. A lot can happen between this spring and the upcoming fall. There's a lot of terrain to cover. There's a lot of terrain to cover on this show as well. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to one of my favorite authors. His name is Robert Liparillo, and he's written just a plethora of books. He's got 9 of those books optioned to be made into movies. Whether they actually get made into movies or not, that's a different story. But we're going to have a conversation about religious themes and books and movie themes and why they're doing so well in a sense, because that's what he tries to combine in his latest novel. And it's a departure from some of the other stuff that he's done in the past. Is it sellable? I think it is. So we start talking about the Ten Commandments and why it's so popular in each and every Easter. It's on the tube and the ratings are always sky high. And that movie was made back in the 50s. More reasons to hang on. You don't want to go away. You don't want to miss Robert. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change, water filtration, wholesale batteries, freeze-dried foods, MacGyver 101, storm shelters, shortwave and ham radios, solar power, buy your first farm, heating with wood, home defense, ammo, homeschool your children, and teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get Prepared Expo. .com Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Show, we talk a lot about numbers. In fact, we even have a segment called We Can Count. How about this? The Ten Commandments. Number one, have you ever seen it? Cecil B. DeMille's version from the 50s. And, you know, it's every year. It's like clockwork. It comes on every year, kind of like The Wizard of Oz. But how many people watch the Ten Commandments? We're talking about 7 million viewers tuned in to watch. So there is certainly something here. One of our old friends, Robert Liparillo, joins us now. He's a screenwriter and, of course, a best-selling author. He's got a new book out, and it's this book is called The 13th Tribe, and it's Bible-based. This can be tricky for people who write. For some reason, a lot of times some of the stuff will be ignored, even though it will be eaten up by the people who see it, who like it, and who want to frankly read things that have a religious bent or talk about religion or, you know, a myriad of other things that we could mention and throw into the pot here. Robert, thanks for popping on ATN again. It's been a long time. Are you doing okay?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Is it risky when, you know, you start off a certain way and you've got a series of books that are popular, you put them out and then you kind of change a little bit of a direction? Is it risky to go in a Christian or religious, to take that twist? Is it risky at all?
I think it is. I think there's an especially kind of shifting into it from, as you said, not being in that field to suddenly being in that field. And really what I did to kind of mitigate that risk was to write a story that is very much like the stories I've written before, with a lot of action, a lot of gunplay, a lot of high-tech gadgets, things like that. And then kind of had that intro into the story from a Bible story.
So when you sat down, and the book is, and you can fill in some blanks for us here to give people a preview, but it starts on Mount Sinai, right? And it's, you know, the setting is of the Ten Commandments. Am I correct?
Yes. It actually starts in modern times, mm-hmm. and at an archaeological dig on Mount Sinai. And what we find out is that there is a group of people who became immortal because they worshipped the golden calf during the time of the Ten Commandments. And as punishment, they were given immortality. So it's a little twist on what we normally think of as immortality, as being a gift. They saw it as a curse, that they would never get a chance to go to heaven. And from that point forward, they started killing people, killing sinners, if you will, as vigilantes, hoping that they could earn back God's favor. And flash forward again to the present, and they kind of cross paths with a guy named Jagger, who is kind of running the show, running the security part of the archaeological dig on Sinai. And he realizes that this group of immortals is planning to attack a major city, and he has to stop them. So there's the action and the gunplay, and really the biblical side is sort of backstory for what this group of vigilantes is doing.
So when you dig into this and you meld these two things together and you look and you take the Bible and you take stories, you also know that you could come under heavy fire for that because people have certain beliefs of how to interpret certain moments in the Bible, as you and I both know, whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, and specifically you're going old here. Was it tough doing the research and figuring out how to put that together?
There's an element of, I don't really want to say ambiguity, but there's part of it where you can interpret things in the broadest way possible to encompass more people. That they would accept something. At the same time, you want to be challenging and you want to say, hey, how about this? And that's intriguing. You know what really got me to make up my mind to go this direction is I wanted to have this action. I knew I wanted to have the vigilantes. I tend to take, topics that I'm interested in and kind of, exaggerate them if I want to look at maybe a hero's ability to survive in the wilderness. I might exaggerate that and put him in the worst possible case and make him naked in the worst place in the world. And, you know, can you get out of that? And in this case, I thought, okay, if I were a vigilante, over time, would that kind of twist who I was? I mean, I'm going around killing people. And then I thought, okay, how about over a lot of time? So I really wanted to exaggerate the effects of being a vigilante on the person who is a vigilante. And what convinced me that it was workable, honestly, was Raiders of the Lost Ark. If you think about Raiders, it's mm-hmm. a popular story, obviously, a lot of action. It's a Bible story. If you took away the fact that God's power was in the Ark of the Covenant, it really wouldn't be a story.
You're
so
right.
I thought, you know what? If it works for them and it works for that story, it'll work for this story.
There you go. So you weren't taking – remember what happened with Dan Brown and how huge his book, The Da Vinci Code, was, then gets made into a film, then everybody's tearing it apart in different directions.
Yeah.
But your book's better, right?
I think so. You know, what Dan did really is he challenged the whole concept of Immaculate Conception and Jesus and who Jesus was. And I didn't go there. And people have, but they would have to, I think a lot of the people who have are trying to emulate Dan's success by being controversial. And I don't think I could write that unless I really felt it. You know, I couldn't do it. From a marketing point of view, I would have to do it from a heart conviction. And that's not where my heart was for this book. So
that makes sense.
I am a little challenging. You know, I do have a flashback to, the golden calf. And after doing a lot of research and talking to scholars and both Jewish and Christian, I decided that I kind of came down on the side of, man, that was a terrible thing they did, not just because they were turning their back on a God that just saved them from Pharaoh and these miracles they'd just seen, but they really got pagan about their worship. And there's human sacrifice and just all kinds of nasty stuff. And I mean, it was bad enough that in the Bible it says that God wanted to wipe all of them out, and it was Moses intervening that changed God's mind about that. And I and the scholars talk about what could be that bad. And so I get into that. So it is a little challenging when we look at the Ten Commandments and we think, oh, okay, you know, they were kind of dancing around, and oh, that's terrible, but not too bad. I depict it as pretty bad.
Yeah, oh yeah. I think people are going to love it, absolutely love it. So you've broken the books open, and we know that 9 of your books have been optioned for motion pictures, which is very cool. And now somebody told me that you're writing a script as well with Andrew Davis. And for people who don't know that name, I immediately knew because I love The Fugitive. He was the director of The Fugitive and The Guardian. How exciting is that? What's that project been like?
That's been a lot of fun. It's been going on for quite a while now, and it's kind of what I know about Andy is that's typical for him to spend time and just really work through a script, and so it's been a while, but I'm really enjoying it. And Andy and I kind of come from different political ideologies, but it's really interesting that we can come together to make a what I think is going to be an exciting movie, which is sort of a political thriller.
Yeah, so I guarantee that one gets made. I can't imagine that wouldn't. And you're just, for people who don't understand, you and I talked about this once before, when books get options, it's very exciting, but you just never know if and when it's going to be made. Is that correct?
Oh, man, I get a lot of people who email me and say, well, what about this movie? I heard about this. And I'm just like, oh, man, yeah, me too. I'm holding my breath. The Dreamhouse Kings, which is my young adult series, I mean, that got on fire for a while. And, I mean, top screenwriters came in, top producers. They were talking about some really exciting actors. And then it just kind of fizzled out. And I'm like, whoa, what happened with that? And then all of a sudden it gets on fire again, and they fly me out, and I go have a meeting, and months later they're like, well, yeah, we're waiting for this. So you learn to take everything philosophically when you're dealing with Hollywood.
I understand, absolutely. Well, I wish you the best, Robert Liparula, of course, the 13th Tribe. Good luck with that. I hope it flies off the shelves. Pick it up. He's a great writer, folks. I know you will absolutely love it. Robert, thanks.
Thank you, Kate. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, the average family spends 1/4 of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has 0 toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well. And confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fair has got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that between mistakes, the chances go around.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Tax day almost is over. The West Coast just has to catch up with the rest of us pretty much. And then that's it. Adios. Wait till next year and do the TurboTax. Like Tim Geithner and hope that it's right, or go to H&R Block, or sit there with your pencil, figure it out yourself, or hire a great accountant who knows every loophole in the book. I mean, really, what is the best option to doing your taxes? I think taking it to somebody you trust. I think not doing it yourself. If you can afford a few beans, taking it to somebody you know. Because then if you have all your forms and you have all your deductions or any of the other things that you need, let someone else do it. It's a fresh set of eyes that can look for some more deductions for you. It wasn't about deductions. It was about deducing why the Secret Service was so lame when they sent their advance team to Cartagena, Colombia, for a $47 prostitute. That's what happened. What a roll in the hay. That must have been a very expensive one for some of the Secret Service, because that scandal is ricocheting like a wild bullet all over Washington, D.C. and beyond. This is not just going to slip away. because everybody, no matter whether they're playing for the Republicans, the Democrats, or somewhere in between, everybody has something to say about the Secret Service and Colombia. They're saying at least 20 women had been in the hotel rooms, that's the latest, with U.S. agents and military guys just before the president arrived for the summit with Latin American leaders. The head of the Secret Service said that he referred to the matter to an independent government investigator, which is normal procedure. You wonder who the head is. Well, it's Mark Sullivan, and he's just been going from briefing to briefing to briefing and is getting slammed with questions about whether the women had any access, because that's the number one thing people are thinking about, access to sensitive information that could have jeopardized Obama's security, because these guys have a schedule, they have protocol, all that kind of stuff. Did somebody have a computer open or an iPhone, wherever the info was stored? Sullivan said that the 11 Secret Service agents and 10 military personnel under investigation were telling different stories about who the women were. Secret Service guys, you'd think they would know how to lie. So Sullivan is has actually used more investigators, sending them to Colombia to interview the women, which, by the way, we're picking up the tab for that. So all these flights, the whole thing, that's on us. So really, 47, you multiply that, it's probably costing us at least a couple of dollars, and we didn't get anything out of it, right? Of course we didn't, except for more embarrassment. Congressman Pete King, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, said that some are admitting the women were prostitutes. Others are saying that they're not. They're just women they met at the hotel bar. Could they be that naive? And they say that none of the women who had to surrender their IDs at the hotel were minors. Doesn't matter, prostitutes or not. I mean, a foreign national into a secure zone. All these guys are gone on some charge or another or something. I don't see how they stay. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, said this about how the president's feeling and the mood at the administration level over what's going on with the Secret Service.
The president made clear in his public comments to those of you who are with us in Cartagena that he believes that all of us who travel abroad represent our country and are the people of the United States, and that we need to behave with the utmost, the highest levels of integrity and probity. If, in fact, it turns out that some of the reported allegations are true, he will be angry about that, as he said. The president believes that everyone who serves the American people by working for this government needs to hold themselves to the highest standards of public service.
Duh. Of course they shouldn't have done what they did, and they should be held to the highest standards of public service, especially when it comes to security. My goodness. That's the one thing. That's like the one thing that we talk about all the time. You're paid to secure the situation for the president or anybody else in the entourage that goes to wherever they go, especially think of going to Cartagena, Colombia. Could you be more of a target? Yes, I know things have gotten better there, but not that much better, believe me. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, threw in his two on this.
What has gone on is very embarrassing. And I think it's clear there are investigations going on both at the Pentagon and at the Secret Service, and I hope they get to the bottom of it quickly.
Yeah, they better get to the bottom of it as fast as they can, as fast as they can. All right, speaking of dumping people, this is not what Kentucky, as we segue into something completely different, this is not what Kentucky, I'm sure, would want, but Kentucky's starting five are all going pro. Yep. When you got a good thing and you know you can cash in, can't you always go back and get your degree? It's one of the problems with the NBA and other sports have, other professional sports have the same problem. Somebody gets really, really hot and there's no reason for them to stay back because there's always the risk of injury or other things happening where they, the amount of money they could actually get or make, not, you know, staying behind, it doesn't make any sense, because you really could go back to school. And it is about the performance. It's about being the athlete, especially, let's face it. I mean, we can say what we want about the NCAA, but really you are collateral when you're at a university, and certainly because that's the idea. Raise the banner to the rafters. People go crazy whether they went there or not. And the university will make more money as a result of it. So Kentucky's starting lineup, the three freshmen, the two sophomores, they were thick as thieves. They're all going to be going to different parts, I'm sure, of the NBA, though, especially the freshman. I'll be curious to see what happens in his career. Anthony Davis, you know, where does he go? It worked for them, and now that's it. So this is the nature of the beast. And I know that there'll be people listening in Kentucky that do not like the idea that their team is being pulled apart, but there wouldn't be any reason other than they want to stay. I mean, they just want to stay. They want to play for Coach John Calipari. They want to try to finish up for some reason, but that's just not likely. So they did what was expected to do and checked out, and they're going to go to the NBA. It's a tough transition, though. Making it from being a superstar in college to making it as a pro. So Kentucky has to now look for some prospects. That's what they got to do. They got to go hunting because these are new players. And all the new players are going to be pushed into major roles. Imagine the point totals and everything else that this, it's scary. Imagine what this will be like for John Calipari and for all of you who are huge Wildcat fans. Like I said, nature of the beast, unfortunately. So we started off talking about the Secret Service. We know that the joke of the GSA continues. There was more testimony on the Hill over what had gone on in the GSA. Upon further investigation, turns out there were more trips where at least the wife of the head of the GSA was taken along. And, of course, that's a no-no because the government is not going to pick up the tab for your spouse. Are you kidding? If they did that, you know how much that would end up costing all of us in the end? Now, if your spouse wants to come along and you pay because you're going to parts of Asia or wherever, you could certainly pay for them, and you pay for your own. I can't imagine that would be any kind of a conflict. But there is massive conflict under the heading of GSA. At this point, it's like an agency that will be lucky to survive. Eight people have already ditched, whether they've been fired or whether they've been asked to leave. Doesn't matter. That's how many they've lost in the course of just a couple of weeks. So more bloodletting ahead, and ultimately will there be charges? I would think maybe kickbacks, fraud charges. There's a couple things that it sounds like they could get some of the GSA employees on. I think that they've got enough tucked away in their files that they'll be able to have some answers. I mean, people are, you know, these GSA officials are getting slammed on this whole hot tub jet set lifestyle, and this is all taxpayer money for crazy amounts of food bills and flights and reconnaissance missions. I bet that the Joint Chiefs of Staff hasn't taken that many trips overseas as the head of the GSA has taken around the world and back. We'll be back in just a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the number. Ring us up. Throw in your 2 cents. GSA, Secret Service, easy targets. What's next? Things usually come in threes. That's my experience. So there's another shoe that's going to drop here. Another department so that all three can be kicked around. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor. Hey, Rick.
Okay. Yeah, that guy on it. GSA, he's pleading a fib, so he must have something to hide, or he must have done something.
Oh, I think he has a lot to hide. He took his wife on a trip, and it was on our dime, and it was expensive. It was all over different parts of Asia, and he took 6 or 7 trips out to Vegas to set up that conference. Or actually 9 trips to set up one conference, which is ridiculous. We all know what he was doing. Who knows, playing cards till 5 in the morning. I don't know, but just a waste of money to fly back and forth from Washington to Vegas for 9 separate times. And that's just a little bit of it. There are other things that happen. In fact, there was supposed to be a trip this time around to Hilo, Hawaii. So he's going down. He is going down, down, down. I can't imagine they're not going to find criminal charges. I think they're going to nail him with criminal charges.
Yeah, I was going to say he must be scared if he keeps saying, I won't plead the fifth.
Yeah, that's what his lawyers.
Question, you know?
Yeah, his lawyers are telling him to do it. Of course they're telling him to do it. Because
there must be stuff to hide.
Yeah, there's stuff to hide. I mean, a South Pacific trip, all these other things. Yeah, he's the obvious guy to fall on the sword, and he should.
I see Mitt Romney's looking for a VP. I think one's coming forward. on NASA tomorrow, I think.
Chris Christie?
Kim Kardashian. No, Kim Kardashian. She's running for mayor.
There you go.
The mayor.
Kim Kardashian. I love that idea. We did a segment, Rick, where we talked about the possibilities for VP, and you're not too far off the mark because I said Snooki. Think of the people that would vote for Romney just because of Snooki on the undercard. The same could be said for Kim Kardashian, and there are other young superstars. Justin Bieber, and he's got it. If he had Justin Bieber as the VP, he is unstoppable. There's nothing Obama could do, short of maybe Selena Gomez or one of those other young female stars to round out the bill. Perhaps, well, I was going to say Carrie Underwood, but it might not even be Carrie Underwood. There would be a few people they could go to. Sounds silly, but it is a beauty contest, and the VP is all about that. So who does it ultimately go to, the prize of being VP?
Well, you know, can't nominate that bimbo. Why can't Romney get another bimbo?
You're awful. Sarah Palin is not a bimbo, is she? Come on.
Well, yeah, have you seen a movie?
The movie.
That movie they made about her.
Yes. It was called Game Change, and she was just one of the pieces in it. Yes.
Oh, anyway, I've seen that when Katie Kirk on ABC, more people watched her in the Today Show when she was on it. There's still hope for this country. Everybody's a dummy.
Yeah, Katie Kirk versus Sarah Palin. I'm not sure there. But also, too, they just threw her on, Rick. She wasn't actually the co-host. She co-hosted some segments, but she wasn't actually the co-host. And the ratings came out for the whole week, so they weren't just the day that Sarah Palin was on. Those were pretty close, I have to admit. It was more about the entire week, what happened over a week's period. And in a week's period, ABC, we went through the roof. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
What do you think the chances are that Romney's going to go for Nikki Haley?
Oh, Nikki Haley is a superstar in the Republican Party. Attractive, well-spoken, well-liked.
She's young.
She's young, South Carolina.
That would kind of be the home run hit. You know how back in 08, everyone, like a lot of the moderate base of the Republican Party wanted him to take Joe Lieberman, and instead he tried to go out of, you know, outside the box a little bit and went with Sarah Palin. I don't know. Do you think it could work with Nikki Haley?
I think it could work with Nikki Haley. That's been suggested, but only by a few whispers here and there. But that's a good one, Matt. Because
I just shouted it out on your station.
On
your radio show.
Absolutely. So Matt came up with a good suggestion that might work. The female angle, she's so appealing to a lot of people in the South. Like I said, she's well-spoken. She's definitely a rising star in the Republican Party. She can weather scrutiny because she had to go through that when she was running. So maybe, and if you remember, South Carolina, she was certainly there front and center for the debate, as she should have been, and she was watching to see what happened. The early money says that Chris Christie is not completely out of it, but he swears up and down that he does not want to leave his job in New Jersey. He's not looking for that right now. And she has not said that. She's been asked only by a few people.
I just think
people.
It would make the debates fun. Biden versus Haley?
I love it.
That I might actually pry myself away from
she would be good.
Quality programming for that for maybe 5 minutes.
She would be good. She would be. I think she could stand the heat with old Joe.
And when she was running for governor, there was a sex scandal like every five seconds that came out of the woods. It would be so entertaining.
It would be entertaining. Sex scandal. He's right. And they were able to skirt around it. So they'd skirt around this one again. A woman, but here's the other thing. Another woman going for VP after what happened with McCain. Does it matter about the genders when it comes to VP anymore? Because are we used to that at this point? Geraldine Ferraro broke the glass ceiling on that a long time ago when she was on the undercard for Walter Mondale. Of course, they did not get elected, but she was the first person to be there. Then Sarah Palin. So somebody else, female, on the ticket isn't an unbelievable thing to think of. Some have suggested Condi Rice. She's never run for elected office. People forget that. But that Condi Rice, this would finally be kind of the right spot for her. I don't see her jumping into, I don't see her anyway jumping into the fray. I can't imagine it now that she's had a taste of freedom away from government. I think she wants to be something else when she grows up. I think she wants to be the NFL commissioner. I think she wants to break that glass ceiling. And I don't know that she will, because the current commissioner will hold on to his job until he decides that's it, and he's relatively young. He could be here in that spot for a long time, so he might have to wait for a very long time if she's standing in line for the job. So I don't see her jumping in the political fray. Speaking, writing books, all that kind of stuff, which is what she's doing, that makes sense. But I don't see it. I don't think she'll do it. I think Matt's suggestion was maybe one of the better ones I've heard, and he's right. If nothing else, it would jumpstart the whole idea about who's on the undercard and what's going to happen, and the idea of a female voter, a female VP rather, is pretty huge. So as we wrap things up this hour, what did we learn? That we can all be greedy and dip into the trough when it comes to vacations. Wasn't it Belinda Carlisle that said all I ever wanted was a vacation? Well, the GSA employees got their money's worth, and we had our pockets picked clean. We haven't heard the rest of the story. The disciplinary action will be pretty interesting. Will they clean house at the top levels? Will they repay some of the costs of the parties? No way. Will the taxpayers be reimbursed? No way. I think that there'll be some other kind of punishment, perhaps some criminal charges. What do you think? Criminal charges? I'm going to give you 2-1 odds on that one.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama. Bueller.